Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
This is ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Ambush on first responders. Two Idaho firefighters killed. The gunman also dead. Police say he set a brush fire on a mountainside near Coeur d'Alene, then opened fire on first responders who showed up to try to put it out. A tactical response team used cell phone data to hone in on an area where they found the suspect's body with a rifle nearby. The Senate is set to vote today on President Trump's budget bill. Two Republican senators voting no in preliminary votes, including North Carolina is Tom Tillis.
Tillis says that he's voting against the bill because he doesn't like the changes that it makes to Medicaid and that it would negatively affect Medicaid recipients in his state. That's been his primary reason.
ABC's Ali Pekoran. President Trump threatening Tillis with a primary challenge if he voted against it, which he did. Tillis then announcing he will not be running again. Hours after New York City's Pride Parade, a shooting near the historic Stonewall Inn left two teenagers hurt. This is ABC News. Federal investigators are looking into whether NBA star Malik Beasley gambled on NBA games. A sportsbook apparently raised concerns after seeing unusually heavy betting activities on his performances starting in January of 2024 when Beasley was with the Milwaukee Bucks. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
During a game on January 31st, a surge of bets were placed on Beasley making fewer than 2.5 rebounds. He finished with six, meaning those bets lost. But the activity was unusual enough to alert the sportsbook and federal authorities. The NBA says it's cooperating with the investigation. Beasley's attorney saying there have been no charges against Malik. It's just an investigation at this point.
The BBC says it should have pulled a live stream of rap group Bob Vylan's performance at the Glastonbury Music Festival over the weekend. Bobby Vylan led the crowds in chants of Free Palestine and Death to the IDF while on stage at the UK's largest summer music festival, which had been airing on the BBC's live stream. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
I'm Pastor Tim and this is Life Tracks. I'm not a very patient person. I like results and I like them now. My mind races at 100 miles per hour most of the time, even when I'm supposed to be sleeping. So when my brother took me on my first deer hunt ever, I couldn't stand it. I mean, really, going out in the woods an hour before sunrise, sitting still and quiet for hours, thinking about all the work I could and should be doing in my office at home in the warmth, hoping that maybe, just maybe, that I might be able to squeeze off a shot at a deer that just happened to walk within range. But I discovered something in my first day of hunting, sitting in God's creation, admiring everything He's made. From what began as an impatient time thinking about all the work I could be doing, became a time of reverent worship as my mind began to take joy in God, my Father. And the amazing thing is, despite all the beauty of God's creation, man is God's greatest and most treasured act of creation. Psalm 8 says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have ordained praise to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? Human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky, and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
You may have noticed that Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court and Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
¿Está luchando con deudas o crédito? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin ofrece educación financiera y asesoramiento para ayudarle a mejorar su crédito, manejar deudas y planificar un presupuesto para comprar una casa. Struggling with debt or credit? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin offers financial education and counseling to help you improve your credit, manage debt, and budget for home ownership. Take control of your finances and plan for the future with our expert guidance. Call 608-647-4949 today to get started.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Rainfall across the area yesterday generally ranged between about 2/10 of an inch up to 3/4 of an inch in a couple of spots. The excessive amounts seemed to be restricted just north of us, where some flash flooding was noted in a strip from La Crosse up toward Green Bay. Also some heavy rain totals just north of Milwaukee with some spots up to a couple inches. There is a band of showers we're tracking this morning over eastern Minnesota and northern Iowa. That front will sweep through here this afternoon and early this evening could produce a spotty shower or thunderstorm, although most of the day probably on the dry side. Tomorrow should be a beautiful summer day with seasonal temperatures and slightly lower humidity, so get out there and enjoy. It'll gradually turn more humid again later this week, and with a couple of weak fronts nearby, can't rule out a couple of stray thunderstorms or showers for the 4th of July weekend. The best chance of rain will be on Saturday as a more organized system moves through. Well, here's that forecast for today. Variably cloudy and muggy. 30% chance of some spotty showers and thunderstorms, mainly from midday on. High temperature about 84. Northwest west wind up to 10. Tonight, maybe an isolated shower early, then partly cloudy. Low 61. Tomorrow should be a nice day with mostly sunny skies. Not as humid. High near 83. Northwest wind up to 10. On Wednesday, partly cloudy and quite warm again with a slight chance of a shower late. High temperature all the way up to 86. For Thursday, mixed skies, very warm and humid. Isolated showers or thunderstorms are possible. Low in the mid-60s with a high near 88. On the 4th of July, partly sunny, hot and humid. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, especially late in the day. High near 90. Saturday, muggy with showers and storms likely. High 85. Dry on Sunday, high 84. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, we're at 70 degrees now. And also looking at some stats from yesterday, 93 degrees. We received over a half inch of rain, mostly in that rainfall that came along around 5 o'clock last night. 53 one-hundredths, all total 54 since yesterday. A record high, 99, was established in 1931. The record low, also an old record, 41 in 1943. Last year's high was 74 and the low 53. Sunset will happen at 8:46 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning, 5:25 the time. East winds are at 6 miles per hour. Also, the barometer is at 29.99. It's been on the rise this morning. 1/100th of an inch of rain this morning. And after a low of 64, we're up to 70 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience. Located in Southwest Wisconsin, proudly serving local communities with a commitment to quality and exceptional service. And also sponsored today by the WRCO Sports Boosters. A recap of local baseball coming up and the Brewers weekend against the Rockies.
Your local Napa Auto Parts stores in Richland Center and Boscobel have all the gear to keep your summer rolling. Get Milwaukee half-inch socket sets for just $69.99 and freshen up with Little Trees 3-packs, 2 for $6. Need cleanup power? Sellers Blue Shop towels and crocodile cloths are only $19.99. Towing this summer? Get the Hopkins View Smart Trailer Camera for just $149.99. And for the finishing touch, grab Griot's Garage Wash and Wax. Stop into Napa and Richland Center or Boscobel and get the good stuff.
In local baseball from over the weekend, the Muscatine Mudcats enjoyed a 2-1 walk-off win against visiting Wyota in Sunday League Home Talent Baseball. The win improved their record to 2-5, while Wyota fell to 3-4. It was a defensive battle throughout, with Alex Meister of Muscatine pitching 7 of the 9 innings on a very warm day. He struck out 3, walked 2, and gave up 7 hits and just 1 run. Ben Conway worked 7 from the mound, struck out 7. Walked 1 and yielded 6 hits. Max Amont, with the chance to work to 2 batters before being injured in the 8th inning, and Gage Banfield pitched the remainder of the game while suffering the loss. Tyson Starkey was the winning pitcher for Muscatine after striking out 2, walking 1, and pitching 2 hitless innings. Wyota scored its only run in the 5th when Braylon Goble singled and eventually scored on a sacrifice fly by Reagan Jackson. The 1-0 score did not change until 1 out in the 9th inning. Tyson Starkey single for Muscatine. Logan Olson walked. Both runners stole a base and were waiting at second and third when Casey Layton stepped to the plate.
Layton with a couple of swings and stands in. 1 ball and no strikes here to the hitter. Base hit could end it right now. Banfield with the pitch ripped in the air. Center field. Center fielder going over. He won't get it. Muscatine's going to win it. Layton going to second base. He's there with a double and Muscatine wins it on a walk-off. 2-1, the score. Casey Layton, the hero here, as Muscatine walks off Wyota in the bottom of the 9th inning. How about that?
Muscatine's only lead in the game came on that game's final play. I asked Casey Layton afterwards how it felt to get the win.
You know, it feels good. We've been hunting for that first win, you know, a couple of weeks, and you know, finally you get it here. It's big, and coming down the stretch, a lot of games, we got to win, make playoffs, and put a lineup here, and we feel good.
Muscatine has had a lot of close games.
Every game we've been in there, you know, like Arena, we lost 2-0. Belleville lost 8-7. So, you know, we've been in there every game and finally get a win. It feels good.
And Layton says he appreciates the teamwork.
I love playing Muscatine, like I said before. And I love playing with all these guys. It means a lot playing with these guys. And it's coming every Sunday. I'm thankful.
Josh Cartwright and Tyson Starkey both were 2-for-4 for the visitors. Cade Janicki was 2-for-3 with a walk for the Indians in the loss. Following the 2-1 win, Muscatine will prepare for a busy 4th of July weekend. They will host Verona on the 4th, starting at 1 o'clock.
In other games from yesterday in the Western section, Blanchardville over Arena 13-3. That was Arena's second loss of the weekend. They fell by a score of 11-10 on Saturday to Argyle. Belleville 7-1 over Schulzburg-Benton. Verona 17, Pine Bluff-Mount Horeb 6. In the Northern section, Middleton 3, Ashton 2. Wanakee shut out Casanova 10-0. And Mazamani 12-11 over the Sauk Twins. In the East, Monona over Montello, 10-3. Sun Prairie 2, Cottage Grove 1. Also 16-5 over Poinette on Saturday for Sun Prairie. Southeast, Cambridge 15-2 over Lake Mills. McFarland 9, Jefferson 5. Stoughton 9, Albion 8. Utica over Footville, 5-4. And Evansville beat Fort Atkinson, 6-5. All-state baseball has been announced and recognized. The players of the year in Division I this year in high school baseball, Ethan Bauerschmidt of Kenosha-Tremperer, Division II, Owen Dobberstein of Pewaukee, Dominic Santorelli of Kenosha-St. Joseph, Division III, and Tavian Schrammick of Blair-Taylor was named the Division IV Player of the Year. All-state honors from the area third team, Jack Fenwick of Reedsburg and Devin Nenlin of Westby. And also the honorable mention players include Winston Alonzo of Reedsburg, Tyson Starkey of Fenimore. Also in the outfield, Tarek Marks of Barneveld and Sammy Clary of Ithaca. Ethan Scheckler of Fenimore, both recognized as utility players, honorable mention All-State. And the All-State All-Academic team, among the criteria, the GPA must be 4.0 or higher. Congratulations to Evan Wallace of Kickapoo, who qualified for that team, and Gavin Larson of Westby. On the state of Wisconsin scene, the Brewers needed just one more out for a series sweep when former teammate Orlando Arcia homered to tie the game. Colorado then prevailed in 11 innings, 4-3. The game had been scoreless when both Sal Frelick and Christian Yelich homered in the sixth inning. Frelick had three of Milwaukee's six hits. Grant Anderson was the loser after giving up a run in the 11th. The Brewers are off tonight. They'll meet the Mets in New York coming up on Tuesday. In other action from the National League, Philadelphia 2-1 over Atlanta. Pittsburgh beat the Mets 12-1. Cincinnati 3, San Diego 2, Miami 6-4 over Arizona. In the American League, Baltimore 5, Tampa Bay 1, Toronto 5, Boston 3, the Yankees 12-5 over the Athletics, Seattle 6, Texas 4, Detroit 3-0 over Minnesota. Interleague play, St. Louis 7-0 over Cleveland, Houston took the Cubs 2-0, Dodgers 5, Kansas City 1, the White Sox 5-2 over San Francisco, and Washington 7-4 over the Angels. One of the most popular Milwaukee Bucks has decided to stay home. Bobby Portis, known as the Mayor, has reached an agreement on a 3-year, $44 million contract with the NBA team. Portis has been one of the top players off the bench over the last 5 years, averaging 14 points, 8.4 rebounds per game, and hitting 36% of his three-pointers. Another reserve, Ryan Rollins, has accepted the team's qualifying offer, and Kevin Porter Jr. has rejected his player option. LeBron James is exercising his $52.6 million contract, and it appears that he is making plans for playing his 23rd NBA season. That would be the first time a player has played that many years in the NBA. Also, the condition of being anonymous was prevailed because James or the Lakers have not officially made the decision. But from an inside source, it sounds like it. He's been an all-NBA pick, 21 of his 22 seasons in the league. And other notes from the world of sports, there may be a challenge looming for the Packer offensive line as the season approaches. It's possible that three of the team's top linemen won't be on the field when training camp starts next month. Multi-year starter Elgton Jenkins wants a better deal in exchange for switching to play center. Second-round draft pick Anthony Belton hasn't signed a contract yet, but only two other second-rounders have. And Zach Tom, maybe Green Bay's best lineman, also wants a new deal. General Manager Brian Guntakun says work is being done to finalize Tom's contract. That's an update on sports for this Monday morning. I am Phil Nee.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
20 minutes after 8 o'clock, time for a vintage Paul Harvey Rest of the Story program on WRCO-FM 100.9.
Now, the rest of the story. All the firemen at Station 1 on East Broadway knew Skinny. Skinny was 13, he was slender and shy, as his nickname suggested, and his constant companion, his only friend as far as anybody could tell, was a big old springy-haired Airedale dog. That dog followed Skinny everywhere. Would have followed him all the way to school if the boy had not begun bringing him to the firehouse, where the pooch slept all day until his young master returned for him each afternoon. The fireman liked Skinny, sort of felt sorry for him, teased and bullied as he was by the other boys. The meaner ones even called him Little Girl. Skinny just didn't fit in with the youngsters his age. He had a paper route, that was nice, read a lot of books in his spare time, but otherwise, Skinny was just plain lonesome. Except, as I say, for that devoted Airedale dog. Now, one autumn morning, Skinny came by the firehouse to leave his dog for the school day, when one of the firemen noticed the boy's lip was gashed and bleeding, and one of his eyes was dark purple. Skinny, obviously ashamed, tried to hurry off, but this fireman, nobody remembers his name, this fireman said, "Hey, Skinny, come here." And the youngster reluctantly obeyed. "Who did this to you?" the fireman asked. Well, Skinny explained about this one bully in particular, how he always taunted, "Little girl, little girl, how come you wear pants instead of a dress?" But this morning, Skinny had not managed to outrun his tormentor, and at that point in his story, Skinny began to cry. The fireman placed a brawny hand on the boy's shoulder. "You know what I used to be," he said, "a boxer. Professional, too, pretty good in my day. And what I think you need is a few pointers, how to stand up for yourself." And that afternoon, after school, Skinny returned for his first boxing lesson. It was the first of several. And when next the bully chased him down, Skinny turned and stood his ground. The two boys fought to a draw that day, and yet more important than mere victory, what Skinny won for himself was the respect of his schoolmates. And so it began. You never knew this scared, scrawny schoolboy, reborn in a Glendale, California firehouse in the autumn of 1920. The youngster whose feminine-sounding first name, Marion, had inspired the hated nickname Little Girl. But now, I hope you will never forget the Glendale firefighter, who you might say created the man the world remembers with near reverence. And the fireman of station number 1 at 315 East Broadway created something else, a more respectable nickname for their young friend. You see, that Airedale dog the boy dropped off at the firehouse each day, his name was Little Duke. Little Duke. So to encourage his self-confidence in Little Duke's master, the fireman began calling the boy Big Duke. And that name, Big Duke, stuck. Even after the shy, skinny youngster, Marion, Michael, Morrison, even after he became Big Duke, the two-fisted, ultimately tough screen legend you knew as John Wayne, only now you know the rest of the story.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today, small business owners know just how much hard work is involved in starting and growing a business. But the challenges involved are not foreign to you. You're all in. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure your small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's time for another Town Taxi Triple Play. Keeping RC on the move with commercial-free music, call 647-3114 to schedule a ride today.
I was down with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in. It was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing heads Carolina, tails California. Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand. She's a 90s country fan, like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me. Hey, it's Carolina. Yeah, she knew every word by heart, didn't need no screen. Up for her and saw her smiling at me. Yeah, she had me down in the front by the end of verse two, like there wasn't no one else in the room. We were singing, "Heads Carolina, tails California." Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand. She's a 90s country fan, like I am. Hey, she's got the bar in the palm of her hand. She's a 90s country fan, like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. When this song is over, I gotta find her, cause she had me. It's Carolina. Yeah, she had me.
Swindell, our triple play from Town Taxi and WRCO is right on the money today.
1, 2, 3, like a bird I sing, cause you've given me the most beautiful set of wings. Hey!
I'm down to my last dollar.
dollar, I've walked right through my shoes. Just a small reminder of the hell that I've gone through. But look at me still smiling, 'cause I'm wondering what I'll do. Since I ain't got nothing, I got nothing to lose. Everybody say, ha, 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 ha. My friends are always giving me watches, hats, and wine. That's how I know this is serious. That's how I know it's time. I don't have to worry about things that I don't have. 'Cause if I ain't got nothing, I got nothing to hold me back. And one, two, three, like a bird I sing. 'Cause you've given me the most beautiful set of wings. And I'm so glad you're places I should go. From Happyville to Loving Land, I'm gonna tour from coast to coast. I'm leaving everything behind, there's not much that I need. 'Cause if I ain't got nothing, I'm footloose and fancy free. And one, two, three, like a bird I sing. 'Cause you've given me the most beautiful set of wings. And I'm so glad you're set of wings. One, two, three, like a bird I sing. 'Cause you've given me the most beautiful set of wings.
One, two, three, like a bird I sing. 'Cause you've given me the most beautiful set of wings.
Daddy hugs his little man, says, son, I've got to go. Pulls out of the drive and disappears. As they walk back in the house, the young boy asks his mama, where does daddy go when he leaves here? Mama tells her little man, your daddy's got a job, and when he goes to work they pay him for his time. Well, the young boy gets to thinking, and he heads up to his bedroom. Comes running back with a quarter and four dimes. And says, Mama, how much time will this buy me? Is it enough to take me fishing or throw a football in the street? If I'm a little short, then how much more does daddy need to spend some time with me? The young boy tells his mama, I know daddy's busy, 'cause most times when he gets home it's dark outside. I tell him I've got me some pennies saved up from the tooth fairy, and I keep them in my piggy bank, and I believe there's 35. And mama, how much time will that buy me? Is it enough to take me camping in a tent down by the creek? If I'm a little short, then how much more does daddy need to spend some time with me? Mama, how much time will this buy me? Is it enough for just an afternoon, a day or a whole week? If I'm a little short, then how much more does daddy need to spend some time with me? Mama takes her little man, sets him on her lap, starts dialing up some numbers on the phone. She says, daddy, come home early, you don't have to chase that dollar, 'cause your little man has got one here at home.
Hey parents, beep beep.
Town Taxi is running a special just for you.
Student punch cards for the pool.
Maybe the library or a summer job.
Or summer school.
It's pretty simple. 10 rides, $40. And you can receive an email or text confirmation when each ride is complete. So relax in peace this summer knowing your kiddos have safe, reliable, and local transportation for all their summer activities.
Find us on Facebook
at Town Taxi of Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Or call 647-3114 today. Beep, beep.
We hope you're having a great Monday, as great as a Monday can be, right? You can help out a Red Cross blood drive going on today from 1 until 6 at the American Legion Clubhouse in Plain. Appointments aren't preferred, but walk-in certainly accepted. 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org and find out more. And Tech Help Tuesday will be held tomorrow at the Brewer Public Library from 9 until noon. Get basic help with all apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. There is no charge for this service. And that's a great thing, especially if you're like me and you don't have a 5-year-old grandchild to help you, then you should go to the Brewer Public Library. They can help you out.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music for kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires. Good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5'9" brown eyes and a sundress, lust in the draw and a small town accent. Ain't no way that me and this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. Oh, God makes the good stuff.
trailer on the 2-inch hitch. I can shoot a shotgun, I can catch a fish, I can change a tire on the side of a road. Yeah, I know a few things a man ought to know.
Wilson on WRCO Radio. Happy birthday to Derek Block today from Mom, Ben, and the rest of the family. Happy 35th today, Monday, June the 30th. Our trivia question of the day is next.
Every Wednesday morning at 11:30, head to the Richland Cattle Center for quality consignments from across the region. This week, it's a 32-cow milking herd dispersal from Jefferson County. Mostly Jersey and Jersey Cross, with 5 Holsteins and a bulk tank SCC of 200. Also a trailer load of Parlor Freestyle cows from Washington County, and a registered Brown Swiss heifer due July 12th. Plus fresh cows, springing cows, open and bred heifers, calves, and a breeding age bull. Don't miss it, the Richland Cattle Center sale. This and every Wednesday at 11:30.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby is celebrating its 8th anniversary. Come in and shop the $8 home decor selection. Get a 5-piece dining room for $488 or a sofa chase for only $688. And all Flex Steel stationery sets are $800 off. Don't miss the anniversary sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Financing available. Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and Westby is celebrating its 8th anniversary. Come in and shop the $8 home decor selection. Get a 5-piece dining room for $488 or a sofa chase for only $688. And all Flex Steel stationery sets are $800 off. Don't miss the anniversary sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Financing available.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Trivia time, which can net you a great prize from Subway on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center. Discover better-for-you sub sandwiches at Subway. Subs are great any day, and so are Subway gift cards. Make someone's day with a Subway gift card, or, of course, you can use it yourself.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of eight tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those, too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love, fast, safe, and fresh. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eat fresh at Subway, Richland Center.
According to a survey, what is the most recognizable TV show theme in history? According to a survey, what is the most recognizable TV show theme in history? 608-647-4155. We'll throw it out there without multiple guests and see how you do. And if we need to give a hint, we will. But good luck today for a Subway sub from Richland Center. Just off the line with our winning caller today, our winning answer. Congratulations to Jim Kinney. He cut right in there with the right answer right there at the end. And so, yeah, we had lots of guesses. According to a recent survey, what is the most recognizable TV show theme of all time? Lots of guesses. We had a couple of guesses for Andy Griffith theme. You know what? I would almost think that might be right up there. I didn't see the list, but the number one most recognizable theme song.
There you go. Well, a lot of people weren't thinking, they were thinking more primetime, although Jeopardy has a primetime version too. But the game show, the daytime themes also in there as well. So again, Jeopardy, the correct answer. Trivia today sponsored by Subway. I guess I should have maybe rephrased that. You know, what is TV? I don't know. The Jeopardy confuses me because I don't know how to answer, you know, right. But nonetheless, one of my favorites through the years, certainly. And it's amazing, these game shows, like the Game Show Network, like the old ones still play. Like you're watching Match Game 74, you know. And it's still interesting. Especially what they're wearing.
I gave you everything, house, money, and a wedding ring. I gave you all my love. You took it all, but it wasn't enough. And now you paint the town.
Colander on FM 100.9.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
4th of July in Lone Rock is not just a date, it's tradition, community, it's hometown pride. Join us starting July 3rd in the evening, followed by a full day Friday at Fireman's Park. Begin with a playful 5K water run walk, then wander to the marketplace from 7 until 4, where Gina's Creations brings handmade treasures and party light lights up your home with beautiful candles. At 11 a.m., the annual parade marches with pride. Shortly after, a chicken barbecue. Tap your foot to live music and cheer on youth softball and baseball teams. Don't miss the sand wrestling match at 1 p.m., then gather the
the kids for bounce houses and games throughout the afternoon. As day turns to night, everyone, and we mean everyone, looks up to the sky for the spectacular fireworks, and that wraps up the celebration. It's free, it's fun, and it's all American. See you July 3rd and 4th at Fireman's Park in Lone Rock, where community comes to life.
Coach Johnson here, and since June 21st was the official start of summer, I'm offering 21% off your first order or first time ordering over 6 months as part of my Summer Slim Down Challenge. This offer is good through the end of June. I'm putting my money where my mouth is because I believe in our program. The program works if you work the program. Reach out today on Facebook to Jamie Johnson or call me at 608-604-7751 and join me in my Summer Slim Down Challenge.
Make your own colorful mark during the 4th of July sale at Bailey Paint and Decorating in downtown Richland Center for high-quality paint and low-quality jokes. Why don't painters ever win hide-and-seek? Because they always leave a trail. Now through July 5th, top-quality Benjamin Moore paints and stains, brushes, rollers, and accessories all on sale. Whether you're painting a room or revamping your old house, Bailey's expert staff is ready to help. Hurry in before July 5th. These deals won't last long. At Bailey Paint and Decorating, downtown Richland Center. Coming up, Happy Trails time on WRCO, our morning show time as well. We'll talk about Richland Area Chamber, and also we'll introduce you to Michael Johnson. I'm going to come in, and maybe we can convince him to sing a song or two. You might have seen him at English Prairie Distillery in Muscadet or out and about, maybe at an open mic, but we'll have details coming up a little bit later on as we welcome friends into the morning show studio next hour. Here's John Morgan.
We were young, we were wild. It was fun on the run for a while. But you grew up, girl, and I should've. I wouldn't be kicking myself if I would've gotten out of the bars, out of the scene. Gave you my heart and everything in between, just like you deserve. Sorry I couldn't give. You were ringing a house with a dog and a couple of kittens. But I was just a kid myself. I was just a kid myself, did no better than to wish you well. Baby, if you never could tell, I ain't proud of how it all went down. If I could've take it all back now, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't wishing you missing me like hell. Easy road after the fight. I should've stayed, girl, for what it was worth. I bet that you and me, young love, I ain't would've worked. But I was just a kid myself. I was just a kid myself. Did no better than to wish you well. Baby, if you never could tell, I ain't proud of how it all went down. If I could've take it all back. I don't wanna kid myself.
trails to you until we meet again.
Well, my good friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee, and I hope all of your trails are happy. We'll talk again with the morning show studios open next on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, following ABC News, which is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles in downtown Spring Green. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 71 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate reconvening in about a half hour to work on the president's budget bill as a former big-time Donald Trump ally is speaking out against it.
Upping the pressure, billionaire Elon Musk weighing back into the political fray after exiting the administration last month, saying the bill will destroy millions of jobs.